The last Hallelujah is actually the last Mizmor in Sefer Tehillim. And it's really a fitting end to the five Hallelujahs that we read. The first Hallelujah is the statement that we should not have faith in man, we should have faith in God. And then we up that belief and that praise a notch in the next Hallelujah when we sing the praise of Hashem who created this majestic world. And he gave us the blueprint for a meaningful life with Magid Dvar V'Yakov Chukum Mishpat of Israel. The next Hallelujah, we up that a notch. And then we're saying that every creature is praising Hashem, those in the heaven and those on earth, by simply following God's dictates as he created them. And also, those who have free will, they praise Hashem. And specifically, that was the task given to Klal Yisrael. And the fourth Hallelujah reflects a time of a Shir Chadash, a new song, the future, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chasidim, referring to either Klal Yisrael, will all sing to Hashem and lead the rest of the world to sing, or the Chasidim themselves, like refers to actually the Umos Olam, the nations of the world, will sing to Hashem. And usher a Messianic era where everyone who has free will praise Hashem. And finally, this fifth Hallelujah, we speak of praising Hashem B'Kadsho and Birkiya Uzo. We're praising Hashem in the Mikdash and also up in heaven. How do we praise Hashem in the Mikdash? Through all the prakim of Tehillim, through all the different songs, through our words. But then we move on to praise Hashem through musical instruments. And I'm reminded of what many of us learn about, let's say, the shofar, that sometimes we can't articulate what we want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we just sound a musical instrument. We just, we can't even articulate, we just play an instrument that conveys a certain mood, a certain feeling of love and praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we cannot articulate that feeling. But yet the final line, perhaps, is the ultimate goal, which is Kol HaNeshama Talel Ka Hallelujah. Every soul, every neshama, or every breath, every breathing thing, creature, should praise God. That we just feel this connection. No words, no musical instrument. Just our very breath, our very essence. That's really the goal. The goal is that the words are a means and the musical instruments are a means for us to feel that every single breath we take in and of itself is somehow we feel this so, that we feel so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel this relationship with Hashem. We need words, we need to do things in order to develop that feeling, but the ultimate goal is to walk around with that feeling of Kol HaNeshama Talel Ka Hallelujah.